Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, so my name's Chris. I'm from North Carolina, and my story deals with me being a hospice volunteer. I volunteered with hospice a few years ago, and long story short, I was assigned a patient who couldn't talk at all. I guess she had like some sort of seizure or some sort of epileptic situation where she was just at one point able to talk, but just by the time that I worked with her, she was just not there at all. I actually couldn't do anything for her other than just sitting there, listen to music and talk to her. But it was essentially like talking to no one. Anyways, long story short, after I went through like a few rounds of that, I started opening up to her, just letting her know, hey, look, I'm here for you. If you ever just would like to talk beyond like afterwards, cause I was going through my own like little crisis of faith where I just didn't know, it would just be really nice to see, just to talk to you and face to face one day and let you know, I'm here. I don't know. It was just kind of one of those situations where I didn't really know if there was like really an afterlife or not. And I just kind of felt defeated because I didn't really have anything. I was going through a crisis of faith. Let's just put it that. So, didn't really think that there was an afterlife. So I was just like, it would just be nice to know if there's something beyond, just be nice to talk to you face to face. Long story short, after that, the hospice people told me I didn't have to see her anymore because there was nothing really I could do for her. So I went on and did my everyday thing. Kind of forgot about the situation, because it was just a really, really short stint. They kept trying to get me a volunteer for other people, but I said, no, I'm fine right now. And just kind of went about my daily life. Well, one night, about 2 or 3 months after the fact, I had to go to the other room because my wife was snoring. I went into this really, really deep sleep, where it was just, it was super vivid. I've never had a dream this vivid before. A lot of bright light, yellow light. I could remember that vividly. And there was like almost like a crowd of people all around. And then out of all that, there comes this lady and she's smiling and she said, hey, wanted to let you know everything's okay. And I wanted to give you a hug, tell you that I'm here, I'm fine. And I really appreciate you coming by and visiting with me, playing music and just talking to me. And I just want you to know it's going to be okay. I was going through some sort of relational issues at the time, still from past relationship. Anyways, long story short, after that, I said, I don't even know if this is real. How do I know if this is real? And she said, Boston. And right as soon as she said Boston, she said, I got to go, bye. And that's all I know. So I woke up and my wife's phone, who is in the other room, just completely died. So that morning, our alarm didn't go off. I was running late. Usually was running late to her appointments anyways, like by 15 minutes. So that made a lot of sense to me in retrospect. But anyways, long story, I keep saying that. Anyways, I started looking a little bit further into the, her name, because she had a very common name. It was Anne. I can't go into her last name or anything like that because it's HIPAA violations, but can't say her name was Anne. And I looked up her name, her last name, and Boston on Google. Nothing came up, obviously. So I put in her name and her husband's name in Boston. I was wondering, hey, maybe that'll trip something up because it's like researching John Smith on Google. And right after that, I found her obituary a month earlier, and it was in the Boston Globe. So anyways, I know that I was kind of rambling, so if you want to just snip it up or just tell it other than having to hear me recorded, that's great too. I really appreciate the show, everything you guys do. Thanks. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.